Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Mike Menzies, the resident banker of the Small Business Advocate Show, president of the Eastern Bank and Trust in Eastern Maryland over on the Eastern Shore. And that's EastonBankandTrust.com, right, Mike?
That's exactly right.
I'm proud of that website, Mike.
You ought to be. Yeah, you're responsible for it.
Hey, Mike.
Just don't. just don't look us up on Facebook.
Hey, Mike, it's been great having you on the show, telling us about some of the keeping us up to date on where we are with our banking relationships. Let's talk specifically now about what you see in the economy out there. You just got back from with hundreds, if not thousands, of your fellow independent community bankers. What are they telling you about how the economy is going these days? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I guess what I see. Remember, Eastern Shore of Maryland is a little island that runs from Wilmington, Delaware, to Northern Virginia. It's a peninsula surrounded by the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean. And our economy has been poultry and ag driven for the most part, and we've always been a subset of the Washington D.C. economy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our markets have been very, very soft and remain soft pretty much across. We have not been the beneficiaries of the rebound in the Washington area. During the convention, it was clear there were some banks that are in the North and South Dakota area next to the Bakken Formation oil, and they're on a roll. There are community banks in Maryland that are around the Washington Beltway, and the Washington Beltway and the economy, Washington does create its own economic weather, and those systems are doing well, and they're just doing a great job. So it really depends where you are, but in general, if I could be bold enough to generalize, things remain soft, and nationally it appears they remain soft, even though unemployment's off. We don't see any rebound in real estate for a period of time, maybe 3, 4, 5 years. There's a lot of state of the market here in this market, and I'm inclined to hear that from others, that there's plenty of real estate on the market.
Well, the recent poll of small business owners showed that about over 80% our respondents said they're either growing but not significantly, sort of just kind of hanging in there, or still basically in a recession. About only in the teens, maybe 16-17% said that their business was great. And that's been the song we've been from our polling of small business owners now for over 2 years. Hasn't changed much.
No, it hasn't. And the core service types of are suffering, but then some of the niche businesses are doing just fine. Those that are related to medical and medical research, they seem to be doing some of the professions. The lawyers certainly are doing well. The accountants are doing pretty well in terms of ramping up the advice they're giving to business, which is more important now than ever before. And so there are niche sectors of this economy that are doing just fine, but the core economy, service economy, is struggling.
And one of the ways that you're seeing this is in loan demand, isn't it?
Yes, we have very, very little loan demand relative to industry, and loan demand is soft in our neck of the woods. Again, there are some specific markets where loan demand is strong. Just with a young lady who's the CFO of a great little startup bank in the Laurel, Maryland area. Little bank called Revere Bank,
mm-hmm.
and they're just knocking the ball off the cover. They're doing a great job. because they're in a great market. They have good management, good leadership, enough where they don't have any measurable legacy loan problems.
Right.
So, which is a great community banking story. Mm-hmm. A group of people get together and invest in their local economy.
Yep.
And make a community bank successful.
And
that's
if you get a chance, if you get an opportunity to do that, folks, I encourage you to do that. If you can't invest, at least give them some of your business, some of your deposits. That's what they need, Mike. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We always appreciate your supporting on banking and the economy.
Well, my pleasure, James. Best to you, and thanks for what you're doing for small business.
Appreciate you, buddy. We'll see you next time. Mike Menzies. Gentlemen, the resident banker and the Small Business Advocate Show. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.